Welcome back, Panther fans. I'm David Brown here with Ryan Graham.
Hey, y'all.
Tim Thurber.
Hello.
And this is State of Atlanta. Welcome back, guys. Hope you had a good weekend. Georgia State sure did.
How was the carnival? That's all I want to know about.
What carnival?
I did not go to the carnival.
We weren't invited to the carnival, Tim. What are you talking about?
That's sad.
We're not staff or students.
You could just put a shirt on and pretend it to be one.
I would say, contrary to the greater public's whatever. Sorry, I'm out of it.
Contrary to it,
perception.
Yeah. Because we get called. If you're wearing Georgia State stuff when you're out and about, people are like, "Are you a coach?" Because there's no fans.
See,
yeah, we actually do have fans. It's very, very shocking.
Like, no, I just, you know, like Georgia State, y'all.
Went there, yeah. No, it was a good time. Sorry that you couldn't make it, Tim, but Ryan and I had a good time. It's always, I think the thing about the spring game, more so than the football, is like Ryan said last week, the camaraderie is being able to see some people that we haven't seen in a couple of months since basketball went away, or those that don't come to basketball and just come to football games. Mm-hmm. It was good. Decent little turnout there.
I will say, though, it was a pretty good turnout, but I looked around and there weren't very many people I knew.
It was smaller in that aspect than normal. Hmm. We got to see a few people, but it wasn't like, you know, in the past couple of years where it was, the full crew was out there. Maybe that's because it's a Friday at 4 o'clock.
Possibly. That's a really difficult time.
I mean, Fridays in Atlanta, I try to not leave for anywhere, you know, after 3 o'clock until like 7.
You really have to like take a half day and just kind of make a day out of it. You know, go get lunch at Summerhill, then start drinking, and then stumble your way over to the park. That'd be the way to do it. Day.
That's exactly what I did to him. And that was all of my intentions were just that. And then my dumb kid was dumb sick, and I had to stay home with his dumb self until I could finally sneak out right before.
You could just bring your sick kid to the halfway crux. I'm sure, you know.
I don't want to hang out with my kid at home. I don't want to hang out with him at the game.
It's true.
No. It was a little one. It was the young one. He just had a little bit of a fever, so stuck out there. But it was good. No, it was good. I had a hard time keeping track of which team was on offense because they were doing the thing where, you know, only played on that north side end zone. And I don't know. I'd be looking up and I'm like, oh, cool. Look, you know, Braylon Ragland scored a touchdown. Ryan's like, no, that was Gibson, or that was an interception.
that was a pick. Whoa, six.
Who's QB1? You watched, right?
Zach Gibson was, I think, was the black team. Was
black team
Zach
one, Gibson right?
As QB1, and that he was the only quarterback for that team. And then on the blue side, you had Braylon and I can't remember his name right now.
We could talk about that. We're no longer the blue and white.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Just rename your bar, dude. You're good.
It's always been the blue and white game.
Look, blue and white are the same. Like it'd be fine. Like the school just needs to change its colors. If like this is what we're gonna insist on year in and year out.
Change your colors. I don't want to be blue and black. I want to be blue.
I know. I know you don't want it, but they want it. Okay, David. It's not all about you.
We forget about me. It is all about me.
Actually, I like blue and white too. I think they're really good. And like, what are we gonna wear when we need light colors? Like, is blue our light color at that point? I have no idea.
Ryan, I'm considering you don't know David that well. I'm really concerned.
Tim, it was a joke.
I'm still concerned for you. That's
okay.
All. No, I agree. I mean, I think they should leave it blue and white. Call it a day. Wear the black uniforms. 5 out of 6 home games, don't care. Like,
I like uniforms. The black uniforms are great, but the school colors are blue and white. You know, be the blue and white game. I think what it came down to, I said this in the private chat, was I think they either let the players pick the colors, or which also very, very likely is Del McGee. He really is leaning hard into this being in Atlanta, and I think he liked those black jerseys with the Atlanta on the front of it. And we don't have that on the blue or the white.
I was going to say, I have a quick solve for that.
Just change
put
the
Atlanta
jersey
on the white jerseys.
Yeah.
And the blue ones.
Make the jerseys the exact same, just different color. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they are nice jerseys. They're white, that's our best design jersey.
Are we,
what does the blue one have? Does blue one have Panthers on it? Because the white one has the word mark of Georgia State.
They just all need to say Atlanta across the front.
They both say Georgia State, the blue and the white. Yeah. I thought our deal with Under Armour is coming to an end, supposedly. We might renew it, but I mean.
No announcement's been made either way, which probably means it's renewed.
Right.
Right.
In secret.
I don't know. I guess it could come out on July 1st and say that all of a sudden they're now with somebody.
We're moving to Adidas.
I don't even know what the cool
Adidas
brand is to be now.
Not really.
Adidas is my favorite. They're the ones that I always love Adidas. So
Champion technically is the kid's fave, but they don't make
which one's the kid's fave?
They just make sweatpants.
Champion.
Yeah. Champion. Yeah. My favorite Georgia State shirt that I bought was a Champion shirt.
I know, but they're just like 90s style sweatpants.
I like 90s.
I know. And it's all cyclical, you know. It's all so it's funny that it's coming back. It's so my work got us these like sweatshirts that are Champion, and we all made fun of them, and we wear them all the time. They're so comfy.
I know, it's great.
They're so comfy.
So I think we're on to something. We're moving to Champion. Players won't wear jerseys; they'll wear sweatshirts.
Would we be the very first college to be Champion?
I don't know. I don't even know if they do college jerseys. They probably do somehow. One of our staff members will Google that later. Our intern.
Yeah.
Oh, ours. Right, okay.
Yeah.
That was a good time. I enjoyed it. I will say that I woke up the next morning, and I just kind of had that same feeling that I have after a loss. Like, I just wake up like, oh man, like, I was at a Georgia State game yesterday. You know, we lost. That was a spring game. There was
we lost and we won. So there's that.
Yeah. It was a pretty low scoring game. Was it 17-11 or something like that?
Honest to God, it looked like everybody was going about half speed anyway. And I think that McGee said, look, this is a marketing plan. We're going to get people to come out here. We're going to have Pastor Troy at quote unquote halftime. And we're going to do this like event. We're going to try to get students here. And who cares about what's on the field? Like, so that's not the point.
How long was the actual spring game?
It's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Pastor Troy came on for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, like 3 songs.
It wasn't much at all.
Yeah. I mean, and all I did was basically, like, they had everything stacked on the north side end zone where the band seats, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's where all the students were all set up. We walked over to one of those loge sections and just kind of hung out and watched from there. But so Pastor Troy just kind of came out on the field. I mean, not even like on the football field, but like in the beyond the end zone, right if they're close to the wall, and did his thing.
There was no stage or anything. No. They actually couldn't even pipe them through the stadium PA because it was, you know, it's all echoey.
Yeah.
So like it wouldn't have made a lot of sense for a concert. So they had just like they just rigged up some speakers like up in the student section over there. I thought it was cool still.
Pastor Troy versus no Pastor Troy.
Well, and so then Greg Street from V103, they tabled the whole time out in the little square or whatever, nice. Which is pretty cool because I don't think they've come out to any of our spring games before. And I mean, they've got a huge following. He's been around Atlanta scene for a very, 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 very long time.
Oh, yeah.
They did some kind of car show out there.
That was weird.
Don't know anything about that, but
it's part of the carnival.
Walked in, there were a bunch of like fancy cars.
Carnival spring game, something in between.
It's like funny too, because once the spring game 50s, was over, 60s. They moved all the cars out. So, like, it really was just for the spring game. Somebody was
maybe
just
that
like,
was
you know what? Let's have
entourage.
A car show.
Yeah, maybe it was an entourage. That's a good idea.
We walked in, and I'm like, "Why are there old cars here?" Like, it's like 50s, 60s style cars and everything. They're nice cars. It was just okay.
So the real question: do you sneak in beverages?
No, we didn't even try.
No, they were like wanding everybody as they came in. It was high security.
You're not sneaking anything in.
But they had two food trucks, which was pretty cool too. And those were like packed the whole time. It seemed like, like there was a pretty good showing. And one thing, when I was talking to Eli, he said that the sideline where people were over there. Mm-hmm. Looked about as full as it does during every practice. I didn't even tell you this, David. It looked about as full as it does during every practice with recruits. So they are filling the stands with recruits during practices.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised based off the if you look at the social media that recruit Georgia State or recruit Georgia, whatever that Twitter account is that Coach McGee has gotten set up. I think they said that there were supposed to be like 300 recruits at the spring game.
Jeez, they were everywhere. They were everywhere. I saw the, because they all had lanyards and stuff, and there were recruits all over the place. And you can tell the coaches and stuff, like high school coaches or people who are representing the high school students and stuff too, milling about. They were packed the place through. It was nice.
I did see a dweeb wearing a TDS shirt though.
Really?
No.
As a girl. Still a dweeb.
Still a dweeb.
I mean, I would rather see someone wearing a UGA shirt over that.
For sure, right?
Like, screw that person.
I mean, I have a comment, but it's for last call.
Okay, let me hold it. Just remember,
it was all around a good event. It was fun. So it was good being. Definitely. It's always good being down there.
Definitely.
It sucks. We've got like what, 4 months to go until the season starts.
Yeah, but stuff feels good. And what we tomorrow we have a event. We have the
spring tour tomorrow. Event. Tomorrow at Elsewhere Brewing.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna stumble over there, Ryan, or are you gonna actually drive?
I mean, I'll probably drive over.
It's
far enough away. Tim, are you gonna be there? Did you get tickets?
I'm gonna be attending from Dallas. So yeah.
Oh man.
You're flying out tomorrow?
Yeah.
I got to fly out tomorrow. Dang.
That sucks.
Two Georgia State events in a row.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. One for work, one not for work. Well, it's kind of work, but work reward.
I got a little bit of a preview on what we could possibly expect out of the spring tour event by going to kind of a private spring tour event that was held at Coke.
Free tickets?
Yeah. A buddy of ours arranged the whole thing with Coke employees to have Coach McGee, Coach Hayes, Coach Stromdahl, Coach Hill, Coach Surrency were all there. Dave obviously was there. They brought in some employees to kind of just listen to the coaches speak.
The voice to you, David.
The voice. Yeah, not me, Dave. The voice.
I got to talk
to him for quite a bit. That was a lot of fun. But, you know, we've been to these spring tour events, and I've always enjoyed them, even though they get repetitive after you go to a couple of them.
There's beer.
Yeah, there was beer. There was not beer. This, I didn't. You know what? I didn't even get a Coke. I didn't get a Diet Coke at Coca-Cola. I feel like that was
that's a fail. What's going on there?
Why didn't you do that? That sounds like a fail.
They had the trinkets and things like cups and stuff you could take away with you, but there was like no just drinks set up.
Hmm.
I mean, the coaches all had blue Powerade.
Are you drinking water?
Me?
Yeah, right now. What is that?
Miller Lite.
Oh, what? They got something weird on the other side. It looks like that
16-ounce, right?
16-ounce.
It looks like a Liquid Death, like the top
of
the
design.
Liquid Death, you know? Crap.
Do people like
that?
That's
what it looked like. What do you want? I mean, I was calling you out.
I appreciate it. If you ever catch me drinking Liquid Death, definitely call me out. That's
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was doing the right thing.
Paying for bottled water is dumb. Paying for canned liquid. Like, I thought it was kind of a weird energy drink with booze in it, and then I find out it's just water.
Atlanta water is delicious. I drink it right out of the faucet.
Water? No, there is no water that's delicious. No one ever goes, that water sure did taste great. No, it tastes like
water. I do it all the time.
Water tastes bad, or it has no taste at all.
No, it's
just
delicious.
Water.
Good water is really good.
You know, I expect that out of somebody who doesn't like mustard. Don't know what real flavor is.
Mustard is gross.
See? You have no idea what you're talking about.
See?
But no, so I got a chance to hear, I guess, a little bit about what it'll be like. And it was definitely more of a fundraiser type event they had at Coke. And
good.
Nice.
But fundraiser for the NIL. This was not raising money for the PAC, which, like, there was a woman that asked the question, you know, I give whatever, she didn't say how much money. She's like, I give what I give every year to something at Georgia State with athletics and everything. She's like, so does that go to the NIL? And Coach McGee's like, nope, you need to go to allblueallnil.com and put your money in there. And like, he wasn't
stop giving Georgia State money.
Yeah, I was waiting for Cobb to jump in there and be like, no, you still want to give to the pack, or you still want to give to athletics, you still want to give
Cobb, better leave him alone.
You just doubled your donation. You got to give the same thing in two places.
Both, so they only had Hayes and they had all the coaches up there, right there, but only Hayes and McGee were the ones that were talking. And man, it was pretty much just a sales pitch to the NIL, almost everything about it. Aww. And almost to the point where I started like, man, like this is kind of awkward a little bit, but you know, they got onto a lot of other subjects.
Right. You have to put it up 10K, right? So congrats.
Yeah, but I mean, McGee told some cool stuff about it. He said that you know, he's working this hard. He wants the NIL to have a full-time employee paid for by the NIL, that their only job is to go out and just hit the street and raise money. But he wants employees. He wants one employee per sport. He wants a football employee. He wants a basketball. He wants a baseball. He wants men's basketball, men's women's basketball. He wants some for all the sports just out there.
Man, how athletic money. Director of them.
I don't know. Right? Right?
Kind of sounds like, UGA a little bit.
Well, I know that's where he came from. And he was talking about the way that the NIL pays those players up there. And he was very frank about it. You know, this is not a name, image, and likeness money. This is pay for play money, which we all know.
Right.
We all know that's
NIL
the case.
Sounds good. It's feel good, right?
Yeah.
I don't see the difference. I'm fine with it.
Well, name, image, when you say name, image, and likeness, that means, you know, you make an appearance or you sell a shirt with your face on it, you know, something like that. But there's no Pringle, shirt being Pringles sold. There's no autographs being signed anywhere. It's literally like, here's your, like he said, he had a player from Georgia State come into his office and say, I'm being offered $10,000 a month to go play somewhere else. And so he counter offered. The kid accepted to stay. I'm assuming it was not the same $10,000, but he was very frank about it and said, we don't have that kind of money, but I'm going to find
that's
it.
Pretty good money.
Our $10,000 is Monopoly
money. Who the hell on our team was getting offered 120 grand
think
a year?
About it. I mean, some of these bigger programs, they got enough money. They'll pay somebody 10 grand a month to sit on the bench.
I'm just saying, it took me a long time to get that much money.
I know. Obviously, we did it wrong, Ryan. We just were born too soon, and we're not athletic enough.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems no, there just, for
just,
sure.
Just two things. Really, it's just we're born too soon. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I knew that money was coming in, maybe I would have pursued my dreams of being a wide receiver.
Kicker. Yeah. I'd be a kicker.
Well, no. I mean, the what we've learned over the years is that you want to be the long snapper, because there's just not a lot of them. You're going to get on a team. You're going to get a scholarship.
I think our long snapper entered the portal. I think he's not going to be around anymore. Damn.
Just recently or like earlier in the year?
Yeah, no, within the past week or so.
Well, it just opened up, right?
Because I made a comment that, portal opened up today. I made a comment that we weren't going to be punting the ball at all. We're just going to, our offense is going to be so stout, we never have to punt the ball. So there's no need for a long snapper.
We'll just adopt the XFL or whatever the new kickoff rule is.
And then the NFL rules?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just do that. So done.
Hell so, yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that at all.
I am.
Okay. Enjoy it.
Tell me more about the Coke coaches event, though. There's got to be more to it, right?
Well, he said the other thing that Coach McGee is doing is he's kind of doing what we've talked about with the Coach Hunter strategy of offering kids that he knows are not going to come here, but he's kind of doing it in a different way. He says he's talking to 4- and 5-star kids and telling them, come here, make a name for yourself, get some national recognition for, you know, dominating. And then after one year, go take that, you know, 100K payday somewhere else. He's like, he's trying to get these guys to come in and, play for a year, get that talent in here, get the get the wins, establish the program. He also says, you know, he sees Georgia State outgrowing the conference, outgrowing the Sun Belt. He didn't say Sun Belt by name, but, you know, you talk about the conference, that's what it is. Outgrowing the conference, moving on to a bigger conference, better conference, and that with the NIL in place the way it needs to be, Georgia State could be the next Miami as far as a big city school that just absolutely dominates.
Like the U of the 90s?
He needs to.
U of the 90s, yeah.
McGee needs to find that big money donor and just get him in his back pocket.
I guarantee you he has a better chance of finding him than Sean did driving back and forth between Columbia every week.
Sean just stopped at the rest stop and said, hey, does anyone donate to our NIL?
I don't want to hear about what Sean was doing stopping at rest stop. I know.
You want to donate to my NIL?
No, he was talking about how he was like up until midnight or 2 a.m. or something like that, talking to somebody from out in the West Coast about Georgia State. You know, he's hitting the pavement hard. This is a different style. This is something we have not seen yet at Georgia State, because you know Curry came in with all the legacy behind him and all the fanfare, whatever. Miles was, nobody knew who he was, and he came in and he did the best he could with a failing system.
Yeah,
and then you know Sean kind of built on top of that, but I don't think we've never had anybody that has the energy and the drive and ambition and the willing to work for it like Coach McGee has. It's awesome. I think everyone that goes to the spring tour event tomorrow and elsewhere, I guess tonight if you're listening to this on Wednesday, are really going to be impressed with what he has. I mean, Ryan, to your point before, like you said, the energy is way different than Sean was, but the message is so much better.
Well, it's his energy. The personal energy is way different, but the energy in the program is off the charts compared to what it was under Sean.
It feels like momentum, right? Like it's not.
Yeah.
Sean Elliott's like, hey, I love you. You guys are great. Georgia State. I'm going back to the lake.
Yeah.
Well, he's just coasting, right? He was just like, whatever, you know, he's on a sailboat and wherever the wind took him, he was on board. Like McGee is like, this is where we're going and we're going to go there. And he's like, you know, turning the engine on and heading that direction.
One of the things that Coach McGee said as well that really got me, you know, just excited about it was, you know, we've talked about in the past how there's been that disconnect between the football players and then just the other students on campus, like they just don't associate, whatever. He said one of the things he's making the players do is he wants them to go out like every week and introduce himself to at least three different people. I think that's what he said. Walk up, introduce, hey, I'm so-and-so on the football team, you know, just start a conversation. And he wants them to do that so that when they get into the business world, they have those skills of actually introducing themselves and being able to meet somebody else. He was big about embracing everything that Atlanta has to offer as far as a big city goes. He said there's no other city that you can go and play football for 4 years and build the types of relationships that you have and not graduate, come back and have, you know, a pick of a job at the companies out here if you know how to market yourself and meet people. But just getting those guys out there to talk to the other students at Georgia State and building on all that, it's very refreshing. I don't think we've had anybody before talk about getting the players to actually engage with the rest of the student body.
That could be key in getting students to actually care and come.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not going to be everyone, but I think you'll get some students who are like, oh, that's kind of cool. The football player talked to me. I'll come watch. Why not?
Yeah, you become friends with them. Like, yeah, this guy's pretty cool. You know, yeah, I want to see how he does on a random Saturday. Oh, well, hopefully they don't want to do it in like what the month of October when we're gone. Yeah.
I mean, it is interesting. Like, McGee doesn't have a leash or Cobb is going to like lasso him at some point and say, slow down, partner. Like
I'm
not comfortable with this pace.
I don't think McGee gives a flying.
I was gonna say if Cobb puts a leash on him, I will. We should all say something. That'll be the second letter I send to Georgia State University.
I think that if Cobb tried to put a leash on McGee at this point, he would see Cobb being tugged down Georgia Avenue while McGee's just running full speed ahead.
Well, yeah. what I you know, and I have no insider knowledge at all. So I'm just guessing,
none of us do.
That part of the longer negotiation that happened with hiring McGee, like we knew McGee was being hired, and then there was sort of a weirdly long
delay,
right? Remember that?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think part of that was this discussion of, I'm going to be the AD now. I mean, he was looking at him. He's like, Cobb, I'm the captain now. Look in my eyes.
I don't know what you're doing, but this is what we're doing.
I'm the captain now. And Cobb was like, okay.
You know, I think it was in that interview process, you know, my wife, for better or worse, has had to go through a lot of interview processes over the past couple of years with companies failing during the pandemic and layoffs and stuff like that. And she always gets so stressed out about interviewing. And I keep on reminding her, I was like, go into the interview. You know, it's, the interview works two ways. You're interviewing them just as much as they're interviewing you. So Coach McGee most definitely was interviewing Georgia State and Charlie Cobb when he was having those conversations. So he went in there and he's like, all right, so what's your NIL plan? He probably asked to talk to Mike. I assume.
He's gonna be like, go to this.
Where are you getting this? How's this going? What's the plan for this? What's our marketing? He was asking all these questions, and I just have to imagine that Charlie Cobb was like, yeah, you can do whatever you want to do. I don't care.
There's a website. There. Go to that website. That's how you do NIL.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's all blue, all nil, all in. I don't know.
Yeah, he did call Mike Steve, though.
Didn't he call you Devin?
No, Eli, I think, called me Devin.
Oh, that's lovely. It's a Georgia State thing. It's just part of the new culture is we don't know people's names.
You just make up the name.
We just make up names. They don't actually even have to be close at all. I mean, Devin at least has a D.
And a V.
And
a couple vowels in there. Throw another consonant at the end for fun. Yeah.
So, I mean,
Steve and Mike are pretty both boring ass names. So, yeah.
So you said he sees us outgrowing the Sun Belt. Mm-hmm. Where would we go?
He didn't say anything specific. You know, as of right now, you know, if you say anything other than American as our next step, everyone's
going to just think,
the ACC, baby.
Or whatever.
Yeah, mention any conference other than the American as the Big next 12? Step, everybody's just going to ignore you.
The Big 12?
Big 12 would maybe make sense, yeah.
Big 12 would be great. I'd love to go to Big
12. I just think, you know, we used to roll our eyes at some of these, and it's just like, man, anything could happen. The SEC could call us next week and just be like, look, we're just looking for...
We want in Atlanta. You know,
we're looking for 24, you know, and you guys are on the list.
For the TDS fans that are listening, I see the cities that log in. I know you're listening. No, that is not us saying that we're going to the SEC.
No, but what I'm saying is that the world is crazy. That entire universe is just nuts. And like, I feel like every major change that's happened is sort of like, where did that come from? You know, like what the hell is this? How did Pac-12 just like implode? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like out of absolutely nowhere, the ACC is like, hey, SMU, you want to come join? We're like, where did that come from?
Yeah, what?
They're like, hey, SMU, you got high academics and lots of money. Come over here.
Lots and lots of money.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it, like, Americans where we fit, just profile-wise. Big 12, right. Though, I mean, lay down the road. Why not? I mean, be like, hey, UCF, sorry, we forgot to join you about 10 years ago. You know, and start football earlier than what we did.
But it'd be eventually nice to like a minute, but we'll get there faster if you just let us in now.
Eventually, the Atlanta market is going to pay off. I know a lot of people like just harp on like, you know, it's not about markets; it's about, you know, quality football and fan bases and blah blah blah. Yeah, yeah. You know what? It's
good.
Also about
that
the market.
Good. Yeah,
you can build a quality football team. You cannot build a market.
Correct.
The market is the
matter.
Market.
It doesn't matter how many flags they have in Boone, North Carolina. You're still Boone, North Carolina.
I don't even know how many flags they have.
I don't know either. They're all irrelevant to me.
Six is a famous number, but
I got a season pass, six flags.
you told me that's your new date night where you get your free dinner.
Cha-cha.
Nice.
Guests are around 3 hours, so you can get second dinner.
Hell yeah.
Second dinner.
All right.
All right, we're going. What's next? David.
I thought I tried to segue us somewhere earlier, and then we got pulled back. I forget where
I've got
though.
No idea what you're trying to segue us to. The Six Flags thing was...
No, not that. No. I was just making fun of people who brag about having Six Flags, because I'm like, I got Six Flags. I just paid like $100.
Yeah. So, I mean, we mentioned it before. Portal's open. I don't really care about going into any depth about that. We got some people, we lost some people.
Flooded, right?
It's been 2 weeks. Flood, yeah, that's the operative word, right? Flooded. Yeah, we'll see what happens over the next 2 weeks. I think the difference is right now, anybody you see leaving Georgia State, you're probably not seeing them leave for better offers. You're seeing them leave because Coach McGee is like, you don't fit with what we're doing here.
Well, so according to Panther Talk, there is 15 people leaving officially right this second as of today, and they said 95% of them, so probably like all but one or two of them are gone because they did not have a scholarship after this semester.
Right.
That means McGee, yeah, I mean, that makes like sense. Hey, sorry.
That's a bunch. And they've hinted that there's people on the way in. We haven't heard from any of those people yet, I don't believe. Not anything that I've seen.
We got a couple. We have a UConn cornerback, which has one of the coolest names I've ever heard of in my life, and I'm not going to say it because I'll totally butcher it. I'll say it. It's like Mumu Win Haddad or something like that. I don't know. It's a weird name, but it's awesome. I love it. Where did you see this?
I'm looking at Panther Talk right now. I don't see it.
Mumu
Bin Wahad.
Mumu Bin Wahad. Yeah, there you go.
You couldn't say that. It's not that hard.
That will definitely, I don't know if I'm enunciating it correctly, but that's going to be on the list of, at the beginning of every season, they do like the all awesome name list. He's definitely going to be a cornerback listed in the all names football FBS roster. That's just an awesome. But, you know, apparently he was badass. He was like a shutdown, like no touchdowns. He allowed no touchdowns. And like the passer rating when thrown to him was like garbage. Like he was pretty good. I guess he just didn't want to lose to Georgia State twice this year.
Got to pick up a Mumu.
No, and it looks like he's coming home. It's one of those type of transfers. So
him, and then there's a 2025 commit, a quarterback from South Carolina, I think.
Oh, come on now.
Well, he was actually recruited under Sean Elliott, but I think Del McGee still wanted to keep him. He actually there was an article written about why he chose Georgia State. I guess somebody choosing Georgia State 2 years away from going to college is actually newsworthy.
Unheard of.
And like, why the hell do you want to do that? But he made a comment about how like Darren Granger had come from South Carolina and somebody else from South Carolina. He was like, he liked the dedication that the coaching staff had to South Carolina kids. I'm like, yeah, we know. We're well aware of that.
But we don't have that dedication anymore.
No, I guess McGee still liked him and still kept that offer on the table. That's good.
Who has South Carolina pride? Do people in South Carolina have like pride?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, like,
I'm pretty sure they do. Yeah, it's well, South Carolina.
It's a pretty shit state, y'all. Like, have you driven through South Carolina?
It's got Charleston.
Unfortunately, way too many times.
Charleston's rad.
I've never been to Charleston.
Charleston's rad. Oh, it's big Savannah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
It's like you can't walk around as much,
minus the like crazy parks, because there are parks, but they're not like Savannah's parks.
Yeah.
And dumb people take irrational pride in where they're from or what they belong to. I think that's a pretty common thing. That's so fair. Yeah, there's definitely South Carolina pride with their dumb little
crescent moon,
their dumb palm tree.
I mean, I just did the whole drive from, you know, DC down here, and I got to tell you, the worst part of it, South Carolina. It's not great.
And the second worst part is North Carolina.
200 exits though, right? An exit every 5 feet
in South Carolina.
Yeah,
I don't know. I wasn't counting. I was pedal to the metal.
Get me through here as fast.
Get me out of here as fast.
Well, and also by then you're like so close. You're just like, oh god, I'm so close. You know,
let's get home now.
It's kind of amazing though. They got.
She said.
Thank you.
I guess I was gonna say that they had like such two good programs in South Carolina and Clemson, but South Carolina was never actually really good. They just kind of had like kind of a flash in the pan.
Yeah, Spurrier
being the SEC.
Spurrier did it, and then Muschamp rode that wave a little bit, but Spurrier put them on the map.
Right. Yeah.
What else do they have in the state? Nothing.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. Not even good enough to be their own state. They're just south of another state.
No, like Carolina barbecue. That's North Carolina. There's no South Carolina barbecue.
Yeah, that
the one guy I know that was from South Carolina, when he would make barbecue sauce, he would literally mix ketchup and mustard and vinegar together.
Ugh. That doesn't
sound just
good.
Be like, this is barbecue sauce.
This is my sauce.
No,
hell no, it's not.
Do better. For real. Jesus.
Yeah, it's a good point. When we talk about Carolina barbecue, it's North Carolina barbecue.
It's North Carolina.
South Carolina really is just kind of like a stopgap between North Carolina and Georgia.
They just kind of mooch, you know? They're like, well, we're not really North Carolina, but we'll try to act like them a little bit.
Wart or
yeah.
They're like the Louisiana of the East Coast.
Wow. It's not a terrible comparison.
But Louisiana still takes the cake. Come on.
But wow.
Come on.
The king cake.
The king cake, yes.
Oh.
Good one.
Boom. You are a dad now. Tonight.
Yeah.
Look at that. Portal. We'll see a lot of stuff going on, but yeah, I'm not going to get upset about anybody that leaves into the portal.
Nah, this is all meant to be. He's made this all happen, right?
And I have faith in Coach.
I have a lot of faith. I think we're about to see something really special happen.
Even if it's not this year, like even if this year is a building year for him or whatever, you know, next year, national championship, baby.
Yeah, but what if he assembles this amazing team this upcoming next year with transfers?
I don't know if we're going to be, you know, an 8 or 10 win team this season, but I guarantee you we win a game we're not supposed to. There will be that Appy game
Whoa, you heard it here first. We're beating Appy finally.
We talk about that every year.
Every year we're beating Appy.
I'm trying to think of the other teams. Appy getting Coastal at home being the first year. We're gonna win a game, maybe a game or two that we have no business winning. I mean, obviously Georgia Tech's a gimme. Vandy's a gimme. UConn's a gimme. Who's the FCS team?
We shouldn't even Chattanooga. Play. Just forfeit and give us the
we'll probably lose to Chattanooga.
I was going to say, is Chattanooga one of the ones that we're going to win that we're supposed to lose?
We'll probably
that we would have normally lost?
Well, there's like a 50-50
Did we lose
shot.
To them before?
Oh, yeah. We lost them in the Georgia Dome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we played them FBS,
we
got
to get back
right?
to 500. That's what we need to do.
We've not played Chattanooga in FBS.
Oh, I thought we did. We played UT. No.
UT Martin. Tennessee State. Tennessee State beat us.
That's who I was thinking of. Tennessee State.
Park. The Tigers. Tigers, Tennessee State.
Yeah, they're Tigers. Yeah. They're basically Memphis. Yeah.
Just FCS. Design wise.
not on the field wise.
Just not Memphis. They're actually better than Memphis.
Yeah, but I think they even have the same colors and everything. Like
speaking of Memphis, so we got Memphis coming to Atlanta next year. We're going to Vandy, and we got Murray State coming here. I actually asked Cobb at the Coke event. I was like, you know, being 1 year away, like typically we have these schedules locked up. He was under the impression that we already had everything announced. He said some things had to get mixed around on moving some dates. So apparently, we do have that fourth game lined up.
He thought it was announced, but did he tell you?
No, he ain't gonna tell me crap.
But if it was announced already, then who cares?
I should say, not that he thought it was announced. He did not know that it was not public record or whatever. But he didn't tell me who. He also said, "You probably know the schedule better than I do." And I'm like, "Yeah, I definitely know the schedule."
Not funny, Charlie.
So we need to actually do
not
it.
Funny.
We need someone to do an FOIA, right?
We can do a FOIA.
Yeah.
Ben does that stuff.
Someone needs if there we are at the game schedule. It's not posted anywhere. Like, just do it. But
you know what, though? If anyone is doing schedule FOIAs, it's one of you two. You guys just go
David
for
I,
it.
David and I are, like, sitting here like, ooh, I wonder who the hell it could be.
Well, and you know what? What other emails would you get if you were just talking about, like, scheduling? Like, you know, let's just get any email to do with scheduling.
Georgia.
Apparently, you can include text messages in that as well. Any electronic transmission.
David, get on it, man.
Yeah, I feel like that's an effort.
I don't give a shit.
Is it like doing taxes where it takes an hour or two?
I have no idea. I've looked at FOIAs before, but I've never looked into it. That's just boring.
I think it's pretty easy, but then they charge you like per page that you get and some other stuff that makes
that was a
simulation
I saw.
As you think.
If this will cost more than $100, then don't do it at all or something like that.
So we'll say we have 101 pages.
No, and they will do that. They'll tell you that there's more stuff so that you'll say no. Like, you know, I do politics stuff too, and they've got all these ways to try to like keep
and that's
you
also
from doing
part of
it
as well. They've found out that's why they have those consulting companies or whatever, the in between companies. So there's no transmissions. There's just a phone call, and so there's nothing in writing anywhere. And they say, hey, this is who's interested, and who's not interested, and there's no emails.
All right, so we're not going to do it. We're just going to wait till they announce. I think that's where we're
hopefully we get announced but before like you know next season before the schedule comes out next year.
we would be the ultimate. Georgia State enters the season with not enough games.
Oh my god, I would be seriously, if they were just like, hey, we've got 6 home games scheduled, here's what dates they're on, we're not gonna tell you who they are, I would love it.
Well, no. So it's an away game. Well, we could have a seventh home game.
Well, whatever. Don't like dial in on six too much.
Not likely.
We've got two home games scheduled, and we have one away game scheduled. So we're expecting another away game. But
who knows who's home game?
You want? I don't know why we don't do it. Just get another home game. I'm afraid that we're going to get to the point where we have to go for an FCS team and have two FCS teams.
I don't like that. Let's just win. If we schedule them, you got to win them.
Kennesaw have any openings, David?
KSU? I do not recall. Kennesaw has they've kind of built their schedule out for a while, I believe.
They have a new coach though, don't they? Didn't they get a new?
I honestly, Ryan,
no. Their coach interviewed with us.
Oh,
did he?
The Brian Bohannon or whatever his name is. I'm pretty sure.
You know more about Kennesaw State than I do.
You could have just. Never mind.
I'm trying to look up their schedule right now, but I forgot that they are not FCS.
So you're on FCSschedules.com instead of FBSschedules.com. Yeah,
it's FB schedules, but I was went to the FCS thing. Yeah, they got a full. Hey, they're playing Chattanooga. They're playing Arkansas. They have Arkansas State coming to Kennesaw.
Big time.
We should just have them that same week, you know, the week after, and
just stick around.
Just save them some travel costs, you know.
No, we have Arkansas State coming. We have Arkansas State coming this year.
Arkansas State's here this year.
Yeah.
Well, you know the schedule better than I do, David.
You sound like Charlie Cobb.
But you know what? To me, that is an acceptable thing to say out loud for the AD of an athletic department. It's, you know, a little less acceptable.
Especially when it comes to football. I mean, like, that's, you know, how much do
your
you
bread and butter? That's how you stay in the black.
So, like, I don't know all the things that an athletic director has to do with their daily activities, but out of the things they do that involve the individual sports, how much does football take up compared to women's tennis or men's soccer or baseball or something? Like, I have to imagine that football is the priority for everything, right?
I would hope so, but then I feel like those Olympic sports are just like ankle biters that are annoying.
It requires the most like organization, I think, because there's all these different like things that you have to do for game day and all that stuff.
But football is the only sport where the AD does the scheduling and the head coaches of the Olympic sports all handle that themselves. All the athletic director, you know, I'm going to say all, for my imagination, the only thing the athletic director has to do is, you know, make sure that they have the money to schedule these. Like when beach volleyball went out, I'm sorry, that burped. When a beach volleyball went out to Hawaii, I have to imagine that was coach coming to Cobb me like, all right, we need flights to Hawaii and hotel rooms in Hawaii, and him figuring out how to make that money available to them. Other than that, you have the sports just go out there and they do their thing.
Go figure it out. You're the head coach of women's tennis.
I'd be a great athletic director.
Well, I mean, so it's like C-suite, though. You got to make sure the right people are in the right places and all that stuff, too. So you have to be able to run and build an organization. And you know, my criticism of Charlie Cobb all along has been, I think he'd be great at a large program. I think he'd be awesome at like keeping the motor running at like a Georgia or a Clemson or a
Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn. But he's not very good at building a program or like where we're at. We're not at the massive program state yet. So I don't know. That's my feedback on him. I think he's probably a really good AD, just not necessarily here.
He is doing what he's charged with. He's been charged with keeping the athletic department under budget or on budget. And he has successfully done that at the expense of facilities. I mean, I guess, you know, it doesn't raise money. There's just no real development.
Well, and there's not an incentive to. That's the thing. No. They get their money. Their budget is fulfilled by student fees, and there's no real incentive to grow it. And they just don't. And it's really a shame. And I, you know, they probably have some reason for that. I bet if there's anyone listening from the athletic department right now, they're probably screaming at the radio. But
why? What's on the radio?
I don't know. That's just what
99X.
It's us right now. I was driving by. I was driving south on the connector today. I drove past the stadium and I looked over and there's a Georgia State Panthers sign that is like crystal faded? Clear and oh, yeah, the, no, it's beautiful.
The other one,
but the Center Park Stadium one is faded like it's been up for a decade. And I'm like, it's only been up for what, like 4 years or something, 3 years, something. I mean, it's what does Center Park think of that?
I would, yeah, if I were Center Park,
where's our money going?
I'd like, what? What is this?
Thanks for putting our logo up. It looks like shit.
But it's the thing that bothered me about that is it's the side facing the highway. Cause I specifically like, I was like, you know what? I don't look up enough at this, you know, from this perspective.
You don't?
I normal stadium.
Every time I drive by.
I'm like, but this is what people see. This is what like thousands of people see per day. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people per day. And it's just like this faded, like it looks like the stadium's abandoned.
I was having a conversation with somebody in athletics that's not in charge of this kind of stuff at the Coke event. And we were having the exact same thing. We're like, if you're going to do, if you can't do everything, but you can do one thing, just make that side that faces the connector look as pristine and good as possible. Yeah. You know, just it's like, you know, mow the yard, make the house look presentable from the front. Backyard can be
pressure
crazy.
Wash the damn
mow yard. The front yard, mow the front yard, clean the windows so that people see it, they think it looks nice on the inside. Inside it's an absolute disaster. But I mean, this person was, I don't want to
name names.
No, that's them. Fine.
They brought it up. They were complaining about it, and I just kind of, you know, chimed in with them.
And this was a person in the athletics department?
Somebody that works for Georgia State within athletics.
Cool. I mean, it's good. That's good to hear coming from inside.
They should have a day of cleaning.
It's not enough. Like, you got to go print some. You have to print the signs and all that stuff that you want to put up there.
Yeah. You need some scaffolding. You need some pressure washers. You probably need, you need a lift truck.
That's just should be built in. When I was still working in the office, it was like every 6 months they had window washers out there.
Oh, yeah. Down. But as far as hell. Like the budget goes, though, for that kind of stuff, like we have the budget to like have a new sign up there every however long to or like clean it off or touch it up, whatever has to happen.
Can we get a refund for because that shit's not right. Like that shouldn't be looking like that already.
Yeah, it's rough. Yep.
Need a reprint, damn it.
It's rough.
On to better news.
We have better news.
Baseball kicked some ass this weekend.
They're gonna tell us baseball got a new stadium. Damn.
Baseball got a new stadium. Where is it?
Tease, David.
Oh man, there was some social media backlash from the Southern Miss folk about like how baseball should not. No college team should ever have to play baseball
in
Panthersville, whatever. I'm like, yeah, that's what you butthurt fans say when you got run ruled 2 days in a row.
Yeah. No one should have to play there. Yeah, because like we beat y'all so bad.
Well, they're trying to say that they lost because our stadium.
Like this Southern Miss was expected to be like a World Series team this year, an at large World Series team. And we beat them. What was it? It was 18-8 and 19-8. In games on Friday and Saturday, we lost on Sunday. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Sunday, we didn't care.
Yeah, exactly. We already scored 36 runs.
Right.
So they're actually still scoring right now. They're just running the bases.
Well, then they beat Kennesaw State. Kennesaw State was actually ranked in the top 25 of that mid major ranking that you hate, Ryan, and pretty high up there. I think
you all admitted to hating it too.
It's dumb. You've convinced me. You've convinced me. Mid-major rankings are dumb.
That doesn't happen often.
No. I've always said that I'll admit when I was wrong, and it finally happened.
Mid-major rankings only work if the mid-majors are their own complete, separate, different division. And it's called mid-majors.
Yeah, it's called FCS.
Then there is a number one.
No, I agree. There's the mid-majors makes no sense. But today we went into the playing Kennesaw State, went into the ninth inning up 3-2, give up two runs in the top of the ninth, and then walk off homer, two run homer to win the game.
Good, because KSU is pretty good this year, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's great.
That's a solid W right there.
Good win. And then so they're at Troy this weekend, and we'll see what happens there. But right now, tied for second place with like four other teams. Yeah, so tied for second with Coastal, Troy, Southern Miss, and the Trash Down South.
Wow. So we really needed to have like swept Southern Miss completely.
And Lafayette is just running away with it. I think they've lost one conference game all season.
That's fine.
Until they play us.
We do not play them.
Wow.
Are there any articles
yet? Us in the championship?
Have you seen like Twitter posts or articles about how many teams the Sun Belt might get in?
In the Sun Belt? Or sorry, the World Series, College World Series?
Three, maybe? Four?
Yeah, three or four teams is what the general kind of talk is getting in there. I think obviously whoever the champ is, Coastal, Southern Miss was talked about. You know, we keep on playing like we did on Friday and Saturday, we'll be right there in that mix. So it would be exciting. Be very exciting. So, also, beach volleyball beat a team they weren't supposed to beat.
Did we move
a higher ranked? Well, I didn't realize this at the same time on Saturday when I posted that we beat number 11 Washington. We also lost to them the day before.
No.
But
who's counting? No one's counting.
The important thing is we beat them.
Went out to Washington. We beat on Friday, beat Boise State and Oregon, and then lost to Washington in the third series of the day. We lose to them. Then Saturday, refreshed, beat Boise State again, and then beat number 11 Washington. So they went out there and they went, 4-1 on the weekend. And looking at the updated ranking, national rankings as of today, and Georgia State is still number 15. Have not moved.
They're like, you beat someone you weren't supposed to. We can't move you up because of that.
I checked, Washington did drop from 11 to 12, so they have had movement. But the San Diego Panthers just can't get it up.
Well, that's a good thing.
Oh boy.
Although these days it could be anything, but you know,
it could be anything. Could be anything. All right. We've already gone almost an hour here. See, men's, women's tennis, and men's, women's golf are either in Sun Belt tournaments or gonna be in them in the next couple of weeks, next week or so. So that's going on. And you guys, anything else before we head off? There's a couple other stuff we can talk about last call, but
we're 52 minutes in, y'all.
Shit, that's a long episode.
I know. We did all
right. It's been a minute. All right, Tim, you want to take us out?
Yeah, sure. Thanks everyone for listening. If you like what you heard, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/stateatlanta. We're going to get early and live streaming access to Last Call. Great stuff, like free merch. Just kidding. Not free merch, free booze. Access to our amazing private group chat. Sometimes Dave throws out free merch. Free merch. Sometimes Dave will throw out some free merch, maybe a koozie here or there. So pay attention. And other great stuff. Plus, sometimes we'll even go on road trips. I think it's like $5, $10. David won't tell me how much it costs right now. It might be $3 still, but it's at least $3.
No David more than the most can afford.
I don't even know. How would I know what it is? I don't even know anymore. Anyway,
I don't even know why it's limited, honestly. But
join our Patreon. Join our Patreon.
Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Peace.
That's it for us this week. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on Twitter at State of Atlanta or on Facebook at facebook.com/State of Atlanta. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, please rate and review us on your podcast app. Thank you very much, and go Panthers.